Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to New Eridu. Today is Sunday, April 3rd, 2011, and this is your host, the voice of New Eridu. Thousands of years ago in human history, the city of Eridu was built in what is now southern Iraq. It was built by a civilization known as the Anunnaki, whose advanced technologies and civilization conceived, gave birth to, and nurtured humankind under the leadership of the Anunnaki commander of Earth, known as Enki, or Ea. Had Enki prevailed in Anunnaki politics, and had his plan for his human children been fulfilled, humankind might already have taken its place among the civilized races. The seed that Enki planted, deep within human DNA, has awakened. The sovereign, God-conscious human spirit, that miraculous gift of Source, has begun to assert its sovereign right to stand as equals among the peoples of conscience. Now begins the new paradigm, one based on truth and sovereign responsibility. Welcome, humankind. New Eridu has been waiting for you.
Welcome, Sovereigns, and thank you for spending your Sunday evening in New Eridu. And, of course, a special shout-out to the Archives listeners. Thank you so much for following my show and taking the time to listen. Today's going to be kind of a short show. I've had an interesting week with technical issues continuing with my computer and my sound card, and also with just simply being extremely busy, so I feel a little bit overwhelmed this week. I think a lot of us have been feeling the energies that have been incoming. I think that we're all reacting, each of us, in a little bit of a different way. Some of us have been crying literally every lady in my office building. I office in a holistic health center. And every lady in this building has come to me at some point during the week and sat down on my couch, because I have a nice squishy couch and a box of Kleenex sitting next to it. And they sat down on my couch and had themselves a cry. And that's been really quite unusual, because I don't think that's ever happened before. And I've been here over a year. And everybody's just feeling this. I guess it's a combination of feeling overwhelmed because of world events, and the news is just so negative. And just the overall energies that have been coming in with the earth changes and with the attitude changes. And this is like, this is just part of the process. We just have to get through this part and we'll be okay. We really will. But because of that, today's show is going to be kind of short. And also, after I get done with this show, I'm going to be on with Marcus, who is in the chat room, on the Be Love Now channel. And Marcus, you can put up that link in the chat room for others whenever you feel like it, to let them know where that's going to be. As I said, the news has just been so negative, and we've had so much of it thrown at us. It seems to be coming at us from all angles. So I'm not going to repeat that much of the news this week. It's just, it's too much. We need to carve out a space where we can just be without having all of this coming at us. Just take a moment to slow down and breathe. And that's what this show is going to be about. We're going to try to slow down and breathe and think our way through this and feel our way through this. And let me tell you, that feeling your way through it is going to be more important than the thinking your way through it. Because when you're faced with a wall of disinformation like we are right now, sometimes you have to step back and say, I know I don't know, but what do I feel about this? And that will be a good guide for you as you go forward through this time. I think the thing that I noticed the most this week is that the truth wave that we began on 10-10-10 has continued. It's revealing a lot of the behind-the-scenes ugly stuff that's been going on. It's revealing the machinations of the powers that pretend and their minions, and actually of anything that's coming from a position of ego. And that can be a corporate ego or a personal ego, either one. We're starting to see the truth come out about some of these institutions. And just let it. And just try not to get into the judgmentalism. Try not to get into the blame game. Because whereas in the past it might have been in our best interest to seek justice, it's too late in the day for that, folks. It's too late for that. We just need to get through it and forgive and understand that mistakes were made and everybody made a mistake, and just let it go. But we can notice these things as we go, because it'll, as we notice them, it helps us understand how this all happened. We'll begin to build up a picture of how things got to be the way they were. And I've used that in the past tense because we are sitting right at the point at which things the way they were are not going to be things the way they are. We're sitting right at that tipping point. And I don't know how long this little cusp will last, but we've definitely entered it. That the old way is going away, and the new way is starting to manifest. Now, the tricky thing to that is going to be getting through that transition period. Learning as we go how to let go of the old stuff. Learning to identify old stuff and let go of it. And then also learning to identify the new stuff and learning how to work with it. And so much of this process is simply learning how to work with things. Because the old paradigm of separation is one of the things that has to go away the first. Now, I'm going to talk about a few things that were in the news just as illustrations of this. I was watching President Obama on YouTube. There was a video of him posted from his last speech. And he was standing in what looked like some room in the White House, and I couldn't tell you which one. But he looked like he was probably only in there with maybe a few members of the press, or possibly not even that, just his own internal staff. There didn't appear to be a crowd of people there. And he was standing at a lectern and making a speech. And I noticed that something was a little strange about him, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. But he wasn't, he's usually kind of an animated speaker. He shifts around a lot. He kind of jives a little bit as he's talking. He has a lot of body English. And he was standing very still. And I figure, okay, well, I guess he's standing still to, you know, make people think he's being serious in his speech. And then I noticed as he started moving his hand in front of his body, he was wearing a red tie, very dark red tie. It was about the same grayscale as his skin. And if you know what a grayscale is if you take a color picture and you turn it into a black and white picture, you'll notice that some of the colors have the same value. So it almost like things disappear into each other because they have the same grayscale value. Well, as he moved his hand in front of his tie, one of his fingers disappeared. And my jaw dropped open. I've got a screenshot of this, and I'm going to post it up on the web. I may make a short video of it, in fact, assuming I get time. Because you know what that told me? Have you ever watched how they make a green, what they call a green screen? It's a special effects thing where they'll show the actors that are like flying on wires or whatever, having their scene. And they'll have behind there a bright green colored screen, which later on, using a computer, they will place another scene behind them. So it'll look like they're up in the clouds or they're in the middle of a street somewhere or something. So they can just superimpose that image in there, that background. So I realized that what I was watching was some kind of video composited image of the president. It wasn't the actual president. Actual people don't wave their hand and have their finger disappear. This was not a video artifact. I watched it again and again and again to see if it was, you know, something interference on the video. The video showed no other signs of having any interference on it. He was either a hologram or some kind of composited video image where probably they could have put a stand-up behind the lectern, you know, like one of those full-size stand-up things that you see that they use for ads. There's like a cardboard cutout, like for movies and stuff. Just one of those. And then had areas that the computer could put in the movements. And I was like, oh, my goodness. If we have reached the point at which we can't even have our own so-called leaders addressing us in person, what's really going on? That was big. It was one of those little tiny things that was big. So I just thought I would pass that one on to you. If you can find that video, you'll see it. And then Surge Kitty goes, yeah, matting. That's correct. The correct term is matting. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Surge Kitty in the chat room. who knows quite a bit about videos and video games and things like that. Something else I'd like to talk about is the chemtrails. It seems to be that the chemtrailing has really picked up lately. And, in fact, the mainstream media is actually starting to talk about it openly. I'm not going to get very deeply into it other than to say that it's way past time that our media actually started talking about things openly. And I encourage them when they do. So hopefully this is just the tip of the iceberg on explaining some of this stuff. Of course, another thing that's been in the news lately has been the military space shuttle. The United States government has its own version of the space shuttle, and apparently it is a much more capable bird than the old space shuttles, which I believe they're all retired now. I believe the entire program has gone away. The military space shuttle, however, does nothing but classified missions. And that is a very, very strange and unsettling thing, considering that we have, I don't know how many treaties that say we are going, are not going to militarize space. Well, what is that if not, you know? Or I don't know. That just doesn't ring true to me. And, of course, there was a bunch of speculation that they're doing something coordinating with HAARP or projecting some kind of beams or I don't know. And I'm not going to worry about it. They're up there. We're down here. All right? And we can't control what they do. What we can do is control what we do. And they think maybe that they can control what we do, but I think they're probably wrong. And, of course, there's the stuff going on with the Fukushima nuclear reactors. We are not going to ever get the straight story on that, not until years down the road. But I do notice there's an awful lot of pseudoscience and fear-mongering going on around it. I've been watching an independent network of radiation monitors. These are people like you and me who purchase a relatively inexpensive Geiger counter and set it on their desk next to their computer and relay every minute what the radiation count at that location is. And I seriously doubt that this is an inaccurate thing, that this is a put-up job. I could be wrong, but I think that probably that's valid. And I was watching as waves of various low-level radiation were coming across the United States, and I was mapping it against the official maps of where the wind currents were going. And it looked like it probably was corresponding. And let me tell you, the radiation counts aren't high enough to worry about over here. They're just not. So don't worry about it. Don't freak out about it. If you have access to a good organic source of iodine, do that. It won't hurt. Don't take those pills. Those pills are have a problem. But there are organic sources of it that are safe. Seaweed, in particular, sea vegetables of any kind, have a tendency to be very high in iodine. So you could eat those. And then there's a few places, like there's a fellow on eBay that sells a bioavailable form of iodine. You only need a drop or two of that a day. Iodized salt does not do it. It's not bioavailable. It's the wrong kind of iodine. You can't absorb it. So forget iodized salt. As I said, there's misinformation and disinformation on YouTube. And all I got to say about that is when you're looking at these videos, try to consider the science that they're presenting. And if you don't understand it, ask somebody who does. because so many times I'm looking at these things and they'll be showing up, you know, for example, the incoming comet that they've been talking about, LNN. That, a lot of times they show that picture and all it is a flare on a camera lens. And they'll go, oh, well, there's two flares on the camera lens. There's two spots, and this one's the flare, and that one's actually the thing. No, it's not. If it's in a straight line to the center of the sun, it's not. If it's directly across in a straight line, it's not. It's a lens flare. Lens flares can take all different shapes. But they always have the characteristic of being in a straight line or in a geometric formation. Another possible formation is called bokeh. Look it up, B-O-K-E-H. And I've seen a couple of them that were bokeh. If you don't understand optics, question videos, question images. If you don't understand Photoshop, same thing. A lot of things I see on there are Photoshopped. A lot of things, they show a correct picture, but they put the wrong interpretation on it because they don't understand the science behind it. It's very frustrating. So please, vet your own material before you put it up. If you don't understand it, get someone who does. Be sure that they know. Don't just say, take their word for it that they know. Use your discernment. And I have a caller, and it is Marcus, and I'm going to bring Marcus on right now. Marcus, you're on there.
My show's on tonight. Love, love, and blessing. Namaste.
Well,
how you doing?
Doing well.
So, I mean, there's definitely a lot, and they are definitely trying to push the fear stuff, and trying to maintain as much manipulation control as they can. But we have the power through just staying in our divine center, with our soul, with the God consciousness, whatever name you use, within our soul, to our oneness with all of divine creation, so that we are truly self-empowered and their negative attempts will not work, will not harm us. We will also be able to fully transform ourselves on a DNA level so that no matter what they do, it will cause no harm. We have to believe it. Yeah. We have to integrate it.
That's true to some degree. I think that the expectation is not that we will be able to do all of this on our own, just that we'll be able to do enough to get our heads in the right place.
Right.
Because when our heads are in the right place, then other things can happen. I'm going to talk about that a little later in the show.
Right.
But I definitely agree that if we enter into the fear, we serve their purposes.
Right.
Because that separates us from love. You can't have love and fear in the same space.
Right.
Or actually you can. I've actually had an experience where that happened, and it sets up cognitive dissonance that's so bad it cannot. You can't persist in that state. So.
Right. Now, one question I wanted to ask you on air, too, is I'm just wondering. We have heard on how our galactic family has supposedly made nuclear weapons non-functional, so we cannot have nuclear war to blast the Earth to bits and so forth. And that the highest and best outcome is what they want for us and what many of us here on the planet want as well, right?
I believe there have been some demonstrations along that line. The question is, who was the entity that was behind doing that demonstration and whether or not they were actually extraterrestrials?
Right.
There's another scenario that may explain what was going on there.
Right, like that missile that went off in the West Coast and was shot down, remember? And that was made the news and all that. And I'm sure there's been other things in the Middle East where there was some intervention at times, but it wasn't necessarily made fully public.
I think that there probably is more than one group that's behind some of these things, and I think one of them, at least one of them, is human. So, I don't, like I said, this show was not to get into the conspiracy theory side of it.
All right.
What
I was wondering is, as you, I think you touched on it earlier, is supposedly that there was these energy neutrino beams that hit the nuclear power plants in Japan. You know, and if that is supposedly.
I really don't have any way of answering that. I've heard that theory. I don't have any way to support or deny it, so I can't really touch it. Mm. I don't know.
Right.
I can tell you there have been some behaviors of stuff over there that seems to indicate perhaps a mass consciousness exercise that may be having an effect. But even that, the evidence is too tenuous to really say one way or the other. So,
just basically have a wait and see attitude and just do what we're doing.
Well, can we effectively do anything other than use mass consciousness to help? Probably not. So I'm trying to concentrate on what will actually help. What will put us in a position that will make this transition easier for us?
Right.
And will make the time that we have real problems going on much shorter.
Yeah.
We've got our tail in a crack now. We need to get it out.
Right. I mean, I heard recently there was an earthquake near Yellowstone National Park, which I knew was coming. A 4.1 or something like that.
Right.
And that there were problems because of the drilling that BP did in the Gulf, how that affected the Earth's crust and so forth. It's causing problems in Arkansas.
That's possible. I don't really know. I have not studied the tectonics of that. It sounds good on paper, but I haven't vetted it. I need to make absolutely sure before I talk on it. I can tell you this, that there are two locations in the United States where earthquakes, probably because of the process they call fracking to get to oil and gas reserves, where they actually go in there and they inject high pressure, usually salt water, into the earth to fracture the rock layers. Where they're doing that, that causes a lot of little earthquake swarms. And there's a place in Arkansas where there's a bunch of these little earthquake swarms. And there is a place in North Texas where they're having these earthquake swarms because of the fracking. And within just a few miles of these locations is a nuclear plant. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that makes me pretty nervous. So these are areas, and the one in Arkansas is in a geologically active area. The one in North Texas is not. It looks geologically active, but it's only that one little spot, and it's only there because of man's interference. But,
so basically, again, is man-created earthquakes.
Correct. These are man-created earthquakes, and they can be blamed on fracking, not HAARP.
Right. Or the problems in Arkansas, it's sort of a combination of the two. It's already a sensitive area, but what the man has created through that, what do you call fracking, just, you know, puts more stress on what's already there.
Yeah, they're playing with fire over there. Absolutely playing with fire. Another location that may be having a similar thing is near Oklahoma City. Again, that one I'm not as sure of. But I do believe, because I haven't been able to confirm that there's fracking going on there, but I do know there's oil extraction going on all around it, which means there could be fracking. So, I mean, the oil extraction thing is a problem. I'm not saying it isn't. I think there are ways you can get to the oil that is perfectly safe, but I don't think they're using them right now because the way they're doing it's cheaper. So,
And of course, they have no respect for what's, how it's affecting the earth. All they care about is getting their oil.
Exactly. No respect whatsoever. And that's part of that old paradigm that we have to get rid of. We have got, and we can't really be in a judgmental point of view at this point. We just need to make it stop. That's all. I want to talk here for a minute. I received a video, I'm sorry, not a video, a web link of a prayer request that was put out by a Japanese monk. And I wanted to play, I made a recording of it, and I wanted to play that recording, and then I wanted to talk about it a little bit. So this is the prayer request from a Japanese monk.
All right.
After sunset, we need strong power of prayer. Please let me deliver the message to as many as possible. We can stop this earthquake with our prayers, but right now the nuclear plant is in danger. Please heal the suffering, sadness, anger, worry about nuclear plants. Please do not think that this accident will bring justice. Please care for each other. The energy towards conflict and fight is also fueling the things happening right now. Please stop the conflict and stop the fight and change the worrying voice to the power of prayer. Please pray that as many people as possible can be saved. We will be okay. If our hearts start connecting with each other, the earth will be healed. There are the sounds and vibrations that can release the karma of earth. Anyone who can make a prayer sound, anyone who can do Reiki, anyone who can do long-distance healing, please direct your energy to the center of Japan. The exact location is above the Hachirogata, Akita Prefecture. If you can sing, please sing. Humming is fine too. Let the earth listen to the sound. Please send gratitude to the earth. If Mother Earth wakes up, everything will stop. The word song or sing, written in Japanese kanji, small possibilities bring a big laugh. Please send your prayer to the earth to wake up the spirit. I will be in meditation after the sunset. I will pray for the light shining in the sky even in the darkness. May everyone be safe. Thank you for supporting my heart in this very difficult time. Gratitude for our life. Puma.
That was the Japanese monk Fuma in a blog post that I had come across. I forget who sent that to me, but whoever it was, thank you very much for sending it. I wanted to talk for a second here about a few things that were mentioned in this prayer request, because they're very important parts of the thinking process that we're going to have to enter into to manifest the new reality that is coming. The first one was the line, no justice is coming from what's happening now. You think to yourself that you always want to have justice, that you always want to have somebody pay for what they did wrong. Again, we're past that. We've got to be past that. The time for smiting is over. I don't know how many times in the last couple of weeks I have heard the kind of of words come out of somebody's mouth, like, I want my God to smite you. You know, just that same kind of thinking. And that time is past. That is so old world. We need to leave that behind. God's not here to smite anybody. Okay? That's not how it works. God's here to heal. This is the healing of the world, not the smiting of the world. If you want to keep thinking about smiting, you're going to get smitten. Okay? If you think about healing, you're going to get healed. I'm all for healing. Smiting's done. He says that the conflict is fueling troubles. It is. And that worry is adding to the burden. It is. Whatever is in your mind is what you're going to be manifesting, or you're going to be encouraging to manifest. And the more people who are in this agitated, conflicted state, everybody who's living in fear is going to be manifesting the very things that they don't want. How many times have you had something happen and go, that's exactly the thing I didn't want to have happen? I mean, it can be exact down to the very tiny little detail, too. I was trying not to have that happen. Yeah, well, maybe you were trying a little too hard. Maybe you were thinking so hard about the thing you didn't want that you actually accidentally manifested it. We are entering into a time where our thinking and our manifesting is so powerful that we have got to learn how to control it. We have got to learn how to control what we think, how loudly we think it. That is extremely important, because otherwise we're going to be manifesting stuff that we just don't need. He says that we'll be okay if our hearts start connecting. That's exactly correct. That is the way that we're going to overcome some of the negative thinking that we have out there right now. If your heart is connected to others and to Source, it kind of evens out. Or you get feedback when you start slipping into negativity. You get feedback. It's kind of like somebody will reach over and pull you back. Watch out. Don't go there. If you're connected, it's very hard for negative impulses from outside of you to come in. Because the more connected you are, the less outside there is. When you're fully connected, there is no outside. You're all there is. He also said to make sounds, prayerful sounds. You know, in the Bible it says, make a joyful sound unto the Lord. That's the kind of thing where he's talking about. Honor his request to pray in a joyful and grateful way. And I guarantee you, if you're sitting in your now moment right now, when you sit down to meditate, to pray, to sing, when's the last time you sung? When's the last time you put on music you really liked and was really upbeat and made you feel joyful and made you feel more connected? When's the last time you put that music on and you just sang? I don't care if you can sing, if you're by yourself particularly, but just do it. All music is music to Source, because Source doesn't hear what's coming out of your mouth. Source hears what's coming out of your heart. That same is true for Earth and for all the other people who are connected on the Earth. So get in your now moment and make that meditation, make that prayer, make that song. Lift yourself up. If you lift yourself up, your energy is going to affect others, even if you don't have anyone with you. If you can get somebody else with you to do this, that's even better. But lift yourself up and lift up the energies around you. Create the rising tide that lifts all boats. He also said a very interesting line towards the end of this, and it took me a couple of minutes to ponder on it, to understand what he meant. He said, small possibilities bring a big lack. What he meant was that if you think too small, you create scarcity. That's when you're thinking about avoiding stuff. Oh, I don't want to go broke. Maybe I ought to hold back from this opportunity. Well, you don't take that opportunity and you skate along just above being broke. Whereas if perhaps you had thought bigger and seized that opportunity, you might have abundance. Think too small and you create scarcity. Think big, dream big, manifest big. Don't be afraid of failing. There are no failures. All right? It may not happen, but that's not a failure. What's a failure is when you fail to act. Because then you have no chance at all of succeeding. Think big, dream big, act big, manifest big. No fear. Just love. Go forward from there. And he also said that the awakening of the world solves the problems. Now, he doesn't mean literally the awakening of the Mother Earth, of planet. All right? The planet is all of us. We are a part of the planet. We are cells in that same body. What he means is that we are awakening as a species, as one. And that's true. When we awaken, it opens the doors for other things to manifest. We have to open that door. And to do that, we have to open ourselves. We have to wake ourselves up. And the last line in his prayer request was gratitude. Be grateful for being here in this moment, at this time, where you are. If you're listening to this, odds are good you're not in such an awful place. Maybe things aren't ideal, but you're in a good place compared to a lot of other people. Be grateful for that. Be grateful that you have been in a position where you're aware of ideas like this, where you're aware that it's possible for you to be a sovereign, to determine your own destiny, to create a world that's better than what's been before, to be a part of something so much larger than anyone has ever been a part of consciously before. That's a pretty awesome place to be. And I'll tell you, I'm grateful for it. I am grateful for this moment, and I am grateful in retrospect for all of the times that went before this moment. Because without those times, I wouldn't be here. You're in the same place. In your life, you have the same conditions. They'll be different in the particulars, but in the overall pattern, they're the same. So be grateful for where you are and who you are and how you got to where you are. And be grateful that this universe has allowed you to do this. Be grateful that you are a part of Source. Now, the coming together is really, it's really important. I'm muting that background noise. I apologize, Marcus, but there's some kind of a sound coming through your connection there that's pretty irritating. The coming together is really important. Let me tell you why. Because those who would hold us down into the lower realm, into the lower way of thinking, into the lower paradigm of being, and we can call that slavery if we want to, because it kind of is. The way they do that is to keep us separate, to keep us divided, to keep us of separate hearts and minds and manifestation. One person alone can't do so much. It's much easier to manipulate and control a person who is by themselves than it is to manipulate and control people who are together and moving, not as a mob, but willfully and consciously and from moving from their heart center. If you're aligned in purpose, if you're aligned in spirit, you're not going to degenerate into that mob mentality. And you're not going to be controlled easily by those who would benefit from controlling you. Something else that's been going on lately is we're starting to see some glimpses of what the new order is going to be like. And it's still just little glimpses. It's like a window opens and closes really fast, and if you're not paying attention, it goes by you. But I've been paying attention, and these glimpses are becoming more frequent, which means we're getting closer to it. And this is where I'm saying we've got to prepare ourselves to enter into this new reality, this new way of being. And we've got to do that right now. Now is the time to prepare, understand what we're going to be moving into, and get our ducks in a row. I had an example handed to me over the last week in the form of, I saw a whole bunch of material that I have wanted to put out on websites, in videos, etc., for many years, developed by other people and developed as well as I wanted to develop them. And I was held back from developing them because I didn't have the money, or I didn't have the time, or I didn't have the equipment. And believe me, I was trying to manifest those things and it just didn't happen. Maybe that was because it wasn't something I was supposed to do. Maybe just because I had the idea didn't mean that I was the one that needed to put the idea forth. Maybe it was important someone else did it. And maybe that's what blocked me from doing it. But anyway, I had to let go of that. And it hurt. And the reason it hurt was because I realized that my ego was tied to putting that stuff out. I had been the one who thought of it first. I had been the one that had been working really hard to get that information out there. And I wanted my name associated with it. I wanted to be the one who, if there was going to be a lecture tour out of it, I wanted to be the one on the lecture tour. I wanted to make a little money off of it. And that wasn't the right thing, was it? So I had to let that go. So I let it go. And I trust that it'll all be okay at the end. That's all I can do at this point. But even those who are aware of what's going on have our little things that sometimes surprise us. Be open to it when it pops up and deal with it. Don't think you're special. Just go with it. Take your lesson and move on. But here's what I've noticed of the glimpses into the really New World Order. The real New World Order. That it's non-judgmental. That we don't need to separate people into good and evil buckets. It's going to be a whole new relationship between good and evil. There was an interesting video that I was watching earlier this week in which this lady had said that the word, you know, the way to deal with evil is not to fight it, it's to find out what it wants and give it to it. And that's an awful, that's got an awful lot of validity to it. People, including spirits, don't do anything unless they have a real reason to do it. They always have within themselves some kind of positive intention. Now, odds are good that if they have a positive intention that is manifesting in a negative way, the reason is that that positive intention is actually rooted in either error or fear. They're afraid of something and they're trying to prevent something, or they misunderstand how something works, or they misunderstand something about themselves or about you. Something's out of alignment. If it's manifesting in something evil and something bad and something negative, odds or good, it's a lack of understanding. It's ignorance. Ignorance is fear. If you understand what's going on, fear diminishes tremendously. If you're ignorant of it, you don't understand it, then the fear has plenty of place to have to sneak in there and cause mischief. And we will be learning how to claim our sovereign power. That sovereign power doesn't contain fear. It contains the heart. It contains love. It contains a universal mindset. It opens us up. When we get our acts together and make our energy personally and as a group compatible with the operations that are planned for us, there stands right now waiting for us to get our act together. And that force will come in and will make all things new. In the Bible, it tells you that Jesus says he'll come back and he'll make all things new. There's actually a technology out there right now waiting that can make all things new, including fixing DNA damage, cleaning up the nuclear mess, cleaning up the oil spill, cleaning up the chemicals, cleaning up the damage we've done to our food crops with genetic engineering. This thing can literally rewrite the entire planet in a new and pristine state, and rewrite our bodies in a new and pristine state. It's standing ready for us to be able to accept it. Because if we are in fear when that thing comes in, guess what's going to happen? We will instead create a hell. And they're not going to do that to us. They're going to wait until we can accept this with an open heart and an open mind. And when that happens, we get what we want. This work of connecting ourselves begins at home. In your heart center, find it, open it. Bring in your family and friends. Open it up further. Bring in your neighbors and your coworkers. Open it up further. Bring in your communities and your extended relations. Connect with other groups. Become one, even with those you don't even know. That's how we're going to do it. Now, I'm going to close the show at this point. And please follow us over to Marcus's show. I'm going to put a link in the chat room if he hasn't already. We're going to be interviewing Joe Rumbalo, who has a Blog Talk Radio show here also. I'm going to close the show at this point. This is Rad Music, Hope in a No-Hope World. And let me tell you, when I went to type my show notes, I typed initially Hope in a New Hope World. So I think it's a new hope. Let's have a new hope instead.